podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homie Gas. Your personal discretion is advised. Good morning, Gloucester! Yes, we did it right this time. That was Prince 1999. Yes.
What were you doing in 99, Alicia?
Very big year for me.
Yeah?
Graduated high school and then got knocked up a few months later. So that was awesome. And I went to college all within 5 months.
So you definitely partied like it was 1999, didn't you?
Hell yeah. I waited until 1999 for that song.
Right.
And just bust it all out.
Yep.
What were you doing in 1999?
I was a junior going into my senior year of high school. So.
Oh, yeah. You're just a year behind me.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1999 was a fantastic year for me. I mean, obviously I had a lot going on, but like, I don't know. I had so 1998 and 1999, I'm telling you, those were just a couple of like the best times. It was so much fun.
They were pretty solid years, I think.
Yeah, they were awesome. So we didn't miss it this time. I know you're absolutely traumatized that we missed that David Bowie die,
you know,
but Prince is on a whole nother level, I feel.
So can we just talk about the other day? I drove to the beach for my lunch break. And I put my phone in the trunk of my car because when I drive, I don't know. I just had it in the trunk of my car. And I saw that you had posted something to my timeline. When I got to the beach, I was putting on my flip-flops and I see, oh, Alicia posted, you know, Prince covering David Bowie. And I'm like, oh my God, she's not over the David Bowie thing. God. Got my little blanket, you know, sat down on the beach. And, you know, I didn't read the article or anything like that. I was like, okay, I'll listen to it later. And then I started going through the news feed on my phone and, like, ignored all the notifications that were coming through from CNN and iHeartRadio. And then all of a sudden I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, seriously, this just happened?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a beach right now and you're telling me Prince died? Also, the fact is that, you know, it's one of those things where Joey posed this question as to whether or not, you know, which one is more emotional or which one hurt you more. And I might have got that wrong because as the days have continued, just going back through all the Prince stuff, it's like, oh, shit.
Well, Michael Jackson, hands down, was way more emotional for me than anybody. Actually, I actually cried. The next day was like a day in mourning where I literally cried. My kids remember that day of me cleaning the kitchen, just crying, listening to Michael Jackson. For me, Michael Jackson was more. Although Prince, maybe not, maybe because I didn't know as much about Prince. Like, I just found, like what we were talking about, I just found out that he actually wrote songs. So I had no idea that he actually composed songs for other people. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. So. I did. Also, the day of, they played, like, when I was leaving work, they played Stand Back, and I panicked. I was like, don't tell me Stevie Nicks died, too. I cannot take more than two today. Holy shit. And come to find out, they started playing his catalog. And Craig talked about this on the Homie Cast. What up, boys? that he has...
Craig is your biggest fan.
I'm a super fan. I got, like, I get
you
bored
are.
At work.
You are. You love it.
No, I get bored at work. And, you know, they talk about some good stuff. From time to time. you know, and he has catalogs of undisclosed music.
Yeah, they're saying that. That now what do you think is going to happen to that?
You know, he was a very private person. He was a Jehovah Witness. So all of his good charity work, he actually couldn't boast about it. He was a very private person. He actually did a lot of work in Oakland, California. And actually, a few of my friends that got to see him recently, they said, you know, they got tickets because it was one of those shows that you heard that he was going to be there. So, you know, he was supposed to go on at 10 o'clock at night, and he didn't go on until after midnight. And I was like, there would be no way I would, like, I couldn't even fathom standing there for 5 hours just waiting for this artist. And, like, it was Prince. You don't go anywhere.
No.
So, like, to see that, it was kind of like an anomaly in a thing. Like, if you got to see him, it was not necessarily a spiritual thing, but it was an event. It was something.
Right, right. Like, and a lot of people have said that.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel awful in the fact that he died alone without anyone knowing.
When
they released the 911 tape and his assistant didn't know the actual address of the studio, that's like terrible. That's a terrible way. You know, and there's also speculation about, did he have the flu and pneumonia, or did he have a drug issue? You know, and it's like, does it matter in the end? Will it change your opinion of him on how he
Never.
Died?
Never.
You know?
Never. Whitney Houston, crack as whack. Look how she died.
But he was very private, so it was one of those things where no one knew. With her, you could see she had, like, crack face.
You knew it.
You know, with him, I mean, he was always stylish. And I watched Purple Rain recently in the last year or so. It's a terrible movie. It's like, it is 80s, like, terrible. Although, I will say that Morris Day and the Motherfucking Time were amazing. And I'm not putting anything in the swear jar because it's owed to them. Prince wrote Jungle Love. You know? And, you know, I've constantly been joking that Bruno Mars is the new Morris Day and the Time. Because he got a hype man. He got a Jermaine.
Right.
You know? But also, like, one of the iconic music videos was When Dove Cries. When he comes out of the bathtub. I don't, like, you know, David Bowie was probably my first movie, like, hey, who are you? Like,
ew, David Bowie is so ugly, dude.
Labyrinth?
No, never, but, never in my life did I ever find David Bowie attractive.
Well, to each his own.
Very, yes.
But
yes, very
I feel
so.
Like Prince was one of my first musical crushes, because that bathtub scene when he's getting out of the bathtub and Window cries, I might have been like 8 or 9.
Oh,
but
you like skinny guys, that's why.
It wasn't necessarily about skinny. He exuded sex. Like, that was probably where I first started hearing about, like, being sexy. And I do remember the MTV Movie Awards where he wore a yellow lace outfit and his ass cheeks were cut out and he sang Get Off and all of his songs. I mean, by the way, Little Red Corvette is not about a car. We'll just say that. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
It's not about a car at all.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever heard Darlin' Nikki, you'd be like, what? Like, we only hear certain songs like Raspberry Beret and, like, all the edited for radio and stuff. But
right.
If you go back and listen to some of his albums, which I have 7 of them on my my iPod, which I was like, oh shit, I have this album too? Cool. I didn't realize I had that many.
Right.
You know, my favorite song probably besides the obvious Purple Rain is 7.
You know what?
When he was the artist formerly known as.
Yeah. When he did Artist Formerly Known As, I love Diamonds and Pearls.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Dude, that song.
The world. I love that.
Like, that, like.
I love that.
Everything he did was, like, sexy.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And it's so funny because he did the whole dress like a man, dress like a woman on purpose.
It was an androgynous.
He wanted people to question his sexuality.
And it didn't matter in the end.
And it didn't matter because, you know, but he wanted people to question him. That was his marketing tactic.
Yeah. And,
you know,
one of the things is a question that someone posed to me was he even relevant? Yes. It didn't matter if he was relevant or not. You would hear those songs played on Mix 104.1
or
96.9. you would hear those songs being played.
Right.
So even if he wasn't putting out new music and wasn't doing these big stadiums, he was still there. He was still a presence in your mind.
Right.
And maybe for the generation after us that didn't grow up, like, all of a sudden with music videos on MTV, you know, and everyone got, like, all the people that get, like, Teen Mom and all these reality shows and stuff, it's a whole different world.
Right, and I've been educating Tyler, like, you know, Talia understands and knows who he is, but Tyler is so much more intrigued when people pass that have such great talent. Tyler was another one. He was very traumatized with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And it was because he died on his birthday, on Tyler's birthday. And Tyler idolized him, 80s and 90s Michael Jackson, before he went off the deep end and became weird in my eyes. So Tyler definitely idolizes the 80s Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And just to talk to him about, he's self-taught instruments, you know, all sorts of things, that he's so intrigued by that he's like, what do you mean he taught himself? And then, you know, we would listen to some of his songs and some of the guitar stuff, because
they
compare him to Jimi Hendrix a lot.
He's, you know, it's one of those things where you see him on the list and I've had people like, Prince, are you kidding me? And I'm like, have you listened to a single friggin' song he's ever done? That, the work he did, I remember, so in 2007, he played the Super Bowl halftime show. Which, yeah. My friend Lamar, yeah, who I did a shout-out to,
yeah,
that was his first Super Bowl.
That's amazing.
And I watched that video again, and I was like, oh, my. Like,
yeah,
just something about a guitar player that can just riff and just, you can feel the passion, you can feel the power. It's like, I get goosebumps right now. Like, I'm seriously, like, getting, like, goosebumps.
The other day I heard a song. And it was actually, and then the minute the guitar came on, there's the 80s electric guitar, I knew it was Prince. And I had actually never heard that song before. It's Delirious.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually never heard that song before.
Oh, really?
The minute I heard, not even the lyrics, because, I mean, you know, Prince's voice has changed over the years and is a little bit different, but not even the lyrics. The minute I heard the guitar, I was like, this is Prince. And then when you keep listening, you're like, yep, no, it definitely is.
There's also something about, like, the cover of Purple Rain, the album. Like, I remember my aunt had the vinyl, which I'm really kind of sad that disappeared or is no longer in my collection. But him just sitting on the motorcycle, like, with the big puffy white shirt and the purple jacket and the hair all done up, like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like, I didn't feel like thought I was going to be emotional. Not necessarily emotional, but like vocal
all
about it.
All sorts of feelings come up when things like this happen.
But I also feel like, and the guys on the HomieCast talked about it too, is we're at that age now where our idols and the people that were pioneers for music and movies and stuff are dying. They're all dying.
And they're young.
And a lot of them are young.
Not only, so the day before Prince died,
China died.
From WWE. And did you ever watch when China was on?
Oh, yeah. When it was the WWF, she was actually engaged to Triple H.
Yeah, she was.
And Stephanie McMahon was engaged to Edge, because I had a crush on Edge.
Yeah.
And then I remember the scene, I was watching Monday Night Raw, and Triple H did a video where Triple H and Stephanie was under some kind of power or drug, I can't remember, or drunk or whatever. They went and got married. And there was Edge in China just standing there. China, the ninth wonder of the world. I mean,
I love China. And the funniest thing is that China's only 45.
46.
46. And so I did not realize how... So when you put into perspective now, that's not much older than we are.
Right.
So therefore, when we were watching her... At she was 16 years old, she was only in her late 20s.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. And she never aged. She looked exactly the same as when she passed.
Well,
a little bit more.
If you've seen her recently.
But she's always been hard looking because of what she did.
Steroids and stuff like that. So, and that was interesting, because I woke up that morning and was like, oh, wow, China died. That's a bummer. And, you know,
same day
that Prince was released, like, Thursday afternoon was when the news broke about Prince.
Right. And then this is, and then the next death, I kind of feel bad because we say it's Patton Oswalt's wife.
Yes.
Yet that's what she's known as. And that, and it saddens me that people are lost in the identity when you're someone's wife or you're someone's husband.
So she was an author, and I can't drum up her name. I didn't know any of her books. They were true crime books.
I didn't either.
So I didn't really know her, but I do know Patton Oswalt. I follow him on Twitter. He's an excellent comedian, and she died at the age,
40-something, right?
Yeah, 40. I think she died at 46, too.
Yeah.
She had a massive heart attack in her sleep.
That's insane.
And just didn't wake up.
Insane.
And, you know, it's happening to a lot of younger people nowadays. You gotta take care of yourself.
And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. Like, there isn't. And, you know, I was traumatized, you know, basically traumatized, you know, what year are we in?
2016.
All right. So it'll be 10 years, actually, coming up that my grandmother died.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was she was only 72. There was nothing wrong with her. She looked like she was in her 60s or even 50s. My grandmother was very young looking, and all of a sudden she had a stroke. She had a stroke from stress. Mm-hmm. She ended up dying. So when things like that happen, that was something for me, like, tomorrow's not promised.
No.
And when you see things like this, you know, someone having a massive heart attack in their sleep, you're like, I really live every day like you were dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next tattoo.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's really...
Well, that's why I really have the tattoo on my arm. The one...
I'm going to keep revisiting the tattoo on your arm because we've had some good jokes with that.
We have. And, you know...
but
I'm allowed to make those jokes. This, you know, I'm allowed. No one else is allowed to make those jokes about me. Because
it's funny and people are stunned when you say... They're like, oh!
So I dated a guy who was 28 years old and had esophageal cancer. He could
also on the rise.
He could not drink water. He could not eat in front of me. So dating was a little interesting. And there would be days where I'd have such a hard day at work. And he would be like, how's your day? And I'd be like, oh, well, this happened and this happened. And he'd be like, I have cancer. You know, and reminded me that my problems, maybe in my brain, might be huge issues, but there are people that are my age dying.
Right.
Of, like, an illness they can't control. It wasn't like he, you know, did something to catch this.
Right,
You know, it was just a luck of the draw.
Right.
And so, it actually, my tattoo is a daily reminder of... tomorrow is not promised.
Yep.
You know, check in with the man above. My Jesus is definitely different than other people's Jesuses.
Mine's
I'll say
woman.
That.
Mine's a woman.
You know, and also when my little brother passed away, I'm still not over his death, and that's 5 years ago.
Right.
And so his tattoo is on my leg. But, you know, from time to time, I'll look at my arm as just a reminder.
Right.
Be like, you know, this little trivial shit.
Right.
Doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
No, it doesn't. And you always try to, you know, you always just try to stop and think and, you know, someone has it worse or it little stupid stuff don't sweat the small stuff. Life is too short. And that's really, you know, it's really what it comes to. And... yeah, I mean, it's changed my life in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Done a lot of therapy lately with the whole, you know, because I never did get over, you know, 2 months later, my grandfather died of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost two people, like my parents, because they treat, you know, I was grew up with them and I was almost like their child. So, you know, and then that is detrimental to other relationships. You know, it's all a freaking big snowball effect when you don't deal with things that you need to deal with.
Right.
So that's a big thing.
Man, we went deep.
We real fucking deep, dude. Real deep. We're real deep. So,
but you know, I think sometimes we need to be deep As much as, you know, we're crass ladies here on the Alicia Unleashed podcast, sometimes, you know, we like to get real.
We can get real. I can get real fast.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I can get real. I've seen it real fast.
But, you know, it's just like the homie cast where, you know, they talk about women all the time and then all of a sudden they talk into this deep thing. And it's like,
they're deep guys.
They are.
They're deep guys.
And they're great guys.
You know, I love, like, Craig and James are deep guys. I love them. I love them.
Do you love them?
I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them so much. Joey, I love you too. But I just, Jeff, I just, and I love their wives. Yeah. Like, I just love that whole crew. I just love them all. I love them. I love them. They are just such great people. I do. They're amazing.
Yeah.
You know the funny thing? So do you, so last time, last podcast, we had hashtag unleash topics for people to tweet us, right?
Yeah.
So here we are. We still have no hashtag unleash topics, right?
Right, none.
Yeah.
Except for me. I tagged totally afterwards.
But I've had a couple of people, closeted people, say to me, oh my God, your podcasts are so funny.
Yeah, and I was with you the other night.
Yeah, so I had this one person message me and be like, oh my God, your podcasts are so funny. I'm like, you listen? He's like, yeah, I listened to the last one. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I had no idea you listened. I thought that was hilarious. And then, yeah, me and you were at Azorian. And then she comes up to us. She's like, Alicia, I crack up at your podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no flipping way. Like, you, like, okay, so if you people are listening and we're doing hashtag unleash talk, this is hashtag unleash topics, tweet us at ALI4416. That's my handle, at ALI4416, which you could see because we're connected on the Good Morning Gloucester, so you could easily find. Or drop us a comment when...
Come out wherever you are.
Seriously, we have so many closeted listeners.
I'm
kind of
scared. That's why I asked for a name change as well. Because, yeah.
We do. It's kind of like...
When we go to the bar. When we go to a bar, it's like... And they're looking at us, it's like, shit, did they listen to the podcast? They know all about me already, because I'm crazy.
we do. So speak up, people. Like, we would love, if you follow Good Morning Gloucester on Facebook, which automatically feeds over there, comment. Tell us what you want to talk about. Do you want to call in? We can call you. We could do that. But, or go on the website, and when we post, comment underneath. Like, honestly, comment and tell us what you want us to talk about.
Because our brains sometimes just, they struggle. They struggle train, they struggle bus.
Oh, we're on the struggle
bus. They struggle boat.
We are on the struggle bus.
There's times where, you know, we talk about, I feel like we talk about the same things or current events. I feel like we are like friggin' Inside Edition or something like that. You know, but if you guys have questions or you have topics that you would love for us to touch base on, we'll do it.
Love it.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. So that was some, like, you know, awesome stuff that I've heard in the past few days as we have closet listeners. So can we talk about something that was really huge in my life recently?
Like, yes.
Really huge.
Okay. Like
I don't understand.
Like,
really,
how huge? Was it really huge?
Dude, I don't even think you understand.
Was, like, could you handle it huge?
Actually, I almost couldn't handle
it. Like, could porn stars handle it huge?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Tell me.
Okay, so this major event just happened in my life. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I went through the car. I drove through the car wash.
Oh, my God.
By myself.
Oh, my God. That is not what I was expecting.
I drove through the car wash by myself. So I have a big fear of car washes, and it started back in the day when car washes, you had to align your tire with the actual track so you could be on the track and then put your car in neutral. That totally freaked me out, so I never did that because I'm so scared that I have no idea what's gonna happen. I'm gonna fall off the track. I'm gonna ruin the car. I don't know. I get really scared, so never did it.
I can understand that.
Never did it. So now, in the new age of car washes, they have like no tracks, but you still have to stop and then you have to go slow. But there's no neutral, so I'm good with that. So I'm like, all right, I have like seagull poop all over my car. Like, I have to take care of it, says people. So,
well, it is kind of important. I didn't care about it in high school, but
I have to take care of it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. So Saturday morning, and it wasn't raining yet, which was great. And so I told the guy, I was like, I've never been through. He's like, have you been here before? I'm like, nope, I've never been through a car wash.
Maplewood?
No. Although I love you, Steve. Is that his name? The owner of
Maplewood? I have no idea.
He's a great guy, though. Only for convenience, I was writing down what it used to be Ryan's car wash, which was Uncle Cookie's car wash, but it's not anymore.
Do you see my face right now?
Yeah.
Obviously, the listeners at home that are in the like secret podcast closet don't.
But so anyway, I went through the car wash.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So anyway, I went through the car wash and I did fine.
Good. Because you're here.
Oh, yeah, I did fine. And I'm okay now. So is there any fear that you have or you've heard of?
That I've heard of?
Well, do you have a weird fear that you've conquered?
I wouldn't necessarily say conquered, because obviously you can't conquer the little demon that comes out of the wall at night and try to steal your breath when you sleep.
What are you, a gremlin?
No.
Isn't that what the gremlins do?
No. Gremlins are, like, they get wet. Or, like...
What? There's a... What's the...
A mogwai gets wet and then they turn into a gremlin.
What's the movie where they suck your breath out?
The Cat's Eye from Stephen King.
And that's the 80s?
Yeah, it's Drew Barrymore. One of Drew Barrymore's movies.
Oh, yes! I'm so scared.
Yeah, tell me about it. I still sleep with my friggin' like nose under a blanket so that I don't get stolen. It's a little weird. Sorry.
So you don't have
Boys at home.
So you don't have any weird fears?
I wouldn't say I have a fear of sharks.
No, that's not weird, though. That's normal. It's normal to be scared of sharks. Okay, how about this one?
Oh, I fear the Tinder.
I do not.
I do. I fear the Tinder so bad. It's like fourth grade all over again. That's why I kind of refuse.
No way. Yeah. How do you fear the Tinder?
I fear rejection.
Oh, I do too.
I mean...
I don't like rejection. Although I'm trying to be more adult about it. Because I'm adulting now. At 34. Adulting.
All right.
I'm going to be 35 soon.
Yeah, so you're going to be super adulting.
I'm going to be super adulting because now I'm going to be like halfway to 4.
It's okay. Drink your wine. Drink your wine. It'll be okay. Put your hands up. Big girl cough. Big girl cough.
I'm going to be 5 years to 40. Oh, my God.
I don't necessarily, I mean, we talked about this the other day and I've been trying really hard to think about it. I mean, besides my fear of driving in the rain because of a horrific accident.
That's being traumatized.
Yeah, I was definitely traumatized. I don't exactly know.
Well, then we could go into traumatized. So here's my traumatized stuff. I'm scared of escalators. You knew that.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks to my BFF, Erica Ryan, I am terrified of escalators because she pretended to push me off one when we were sophomores while we were visiting D.C., and I almost fell because she scared me, so that's awesome. Also, my other thing is fire, and that's because, my Biffle, BFF, Erica Ryan, liked to chase me with the lighters that were not childproof back in the day, and I felt like I was going to be burnt, so that's great. So I have traumatized fears. They're weird fears.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, awesome. I have a lot of fears, I'm a huge stress ball of anxiety, so I get nervous and anxious about everything. My huge fear is like being in a crowded stones, but I always feel like I'm in someone's way, so I rather stand against the wall, and then I get anxious for other people who might be in other people's way. I don't like to be an inconvenience for people. I just don't.
Right.
It's one of my things.
Right.
So I'm like, is the place busy? fuck it, I don't need to go. Which I've I've been to Stones. Oh no, I've been to Stones once and the Azorian once since I quit or stopped the drinking for the month.
Yep, and you were with me both times? No,
no, I was
with me with the Azorian,
and I went with Joe after yoga. Okay.
Oh yes, perfect.
And of course, you know, bartenders looked at me weird. Listen, I love you guys. I still attend and I still entertain you. Just give me my water.
With some cranberry.
With some, oh, yeah.
Or seltzer and cranberry. That's in lime. No, you don't want seltzer.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. Can we address something today?
What?
Okay, Joey.
Ooh.
So, not for nothing.
Not for nothing, Joey.
So, I think, did you read this post? Did he generalize all women? Is that what he did?
I think he did, but...
I think he did.
But then, to the caveat of the whole post, was he screenshot your face from his phone contacts, two different screenshots. Of your text message conversation.
Well, here's the, well, he's done that before. And actually, before when he did it, he had to take it down to my phone number. Was there? Before WhatsApp. So here's the funny part. So anyway, let me talk about that. That picture that happened to be on his phone was actually because I was doing a selfie war with Kate under Joey's handle. Because
that's weird.
Joey was driving. And I was speaking to Kate, and I was trying to, like, hey, guys, come down to Stones. And she's, like giving me selfie pictures. So I started doing to her. So I'm like, oh, great, obviously. Which actually fit in perfect with the whole conversation with me sticking my tongue out. So anyway, I am very particular about... what I eat, where I eat. I'm a creature of habit. For instance, I just had a salmon Caesar salad for the third time in 6 days. I get on to things. I really like it. I eat it. You know, I've gone to the Azorian 3 times in 6 days. All got the calamari salad. Apparently, I'm on a salad kick lately. Apparently, I'm on a salmon Caesar salad kick lately. So, I say lunch because I knew he probably wasn't working because when it rains, he doesn't work. And we're lunch buddies most of the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So, hey, you want to do lunch? You're the picky one. You choose it. Well, guess what, dude? I'm only going to say I'm not a sandwich person. If I was, I'd have a million places in this city to go have sandwich. But I'm not a sandwich. I'm usually a salad or...
You do get BLTs from time to time.
Time to time. Best BLTs, Stones. Best. Because they have pumpernickel bread. And pumpernickel is my favorite bread. So I do definitely get into the BLTs. I have to be in the mood for it, though. Yeah, eat and drink according to my mood every day.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you?
Of course.
Do you eat and drink according to your mood?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I just
on.
Took down a whole bag of animal crackers earlier today. Because I was stressed out.
So he has to go ahead and I will give him 3 places. And not for nothing. The place that he wanted to go wasn't even open for lunch. So Minglewood was not open for lunch. So by the time, you know, so that's his one suggestion he throws out there and then throws it back on me like I'm saying no to him.
Well, because, I mean, you are the picky one. So if he
quote unquote, you are the picky one. I would have gone. I would have gone, but they were not open for lunch. We love some Minglewood. Love it, love it. And I was like definitely on board. So therefore, if it was open for lunch, which I'm pretty sure they're going to be soon in the summer because that's usually what they do. But I would have been down and wouldn't have this conversation.
Yeah.
And then I gave him other suggestions, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I just needed to defend myself in this particular
instance. I feel
instance.
Like, though, when you're making plans with someone, you're like, well, what do you want to eat? Well, I don't know. What do you want to eat? I could eat anything. Okay, well, give me an idea because I don't want to suggest going to friggin' Jalapenos and you're like, I don't want to eat there. Or there's nothing on the menu I want to eat.
Well, either like Mexican or you don't.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, I personally like a lot of different foods. So I can adapt.
I can adapt to just what I feel like. What are you in the mood for? And I've had to answer that question a lot lately.
And I've been in the
It's not what do you want to eat? It's what are you in the mood for?
And that's the thing is, like, my mom asks me that, and actually some of my other friends ask me that, and I'm like, to be honest with you, my brain is mush. I can't pinpoint if I desire anything. I'm like, seriously, I just want food in my mouth right now because I will become hangry. And I'm like,
which is now in the dictionary. Oxford Dictionary, by the way.
So is in the Hella. What up, Bay Area?
No, stop.
Yeah, it is.
That's just stupid.
Excuse me?
Hella stupid.
All right.
I see you.
All right, do you? I see you. By the way, HBO, I see you for what you did to Game of Thrones. I see you.
Yeah, what was that?
Fucking bullshit is what it was.
Wait, okay. Can we talk about that? Because I don't watch Game of Thrones. I have no idea, but everyone was pissed.
Yes.
Okay, why?
So
maybe I'm never going to understand why I just asked.
So first of all, by the way, there's a whole big drama about Miss Beyonce. On Saturday night, #lemonade. I don't get it.
Wait, what does this have to do with Game of Thrones?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Which, you know, some people have... So she called out Jay-Z for cheating on her, pretty much. And...
In her album.
No, this was a one-hour special on HBO. It was a visual album. So it was like this music video and whatever. I tuned in on Sunday night directly, like... 5 minutes before 9 o'clock because I wanted to be ready for Game of Thrones, and this shit is on, and it sounds like, you know, those friggin' wands that go rah, rah, like those kid toys.
Yeah.
That's what the music was. And I was like, I'm sorry, Beehive, I don't get it. I want old Beyonce back. And I was like, this is bullshit. I'm fucking pissed. 9:06, the friggin' 2 minute opener to Game of Thrones gets on, and I'm like, oh my god,
Don't you know how DVR?
No. I don't have HBO, so it was a free weekend, so like I wanted to watch it with everybody. I didn't want to get on HBO Go because I got a password. thanks, my brother. So I'm watching, I'm like ready to watch it, and I'm like, oh my god, come on. I've been waiting a year for this. Let's do this. And it was one of those typical first episodes where they don't exactly close out the things that they left hanging in the last one. They just drag it out. And then, in the last 30 seconds of the fucking show, they drop this bomb on you. And the show ended before 10 o'clock. It wasn't even a full fucking hour. It showed up late because of Beyonce and it ended early. And it's bullshit.
Oh.
And they got us. We got played. I just nerded out for a minute.
Compose yourself.
I'm good. Are you I'm good? Good. You My good? Inner Khaleesi is back inside. I'm okay. Good. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole Beyonce...
Oh, God.
Like, that's just stupid because...
You know what's really stupid is, so her super fans, they call themselves the Beehive. Come at me. no, don't put that in the notes because then they will. So when Solange, Beyonce's sister, attacked Jay-Z a few years ago in the elevator, that huge elevator incident.
Right, yeah.
There was conversation that Jay-Z had cheated on Beyonce with a fashion designer named Rachel Roy. Mm-hmm. Well, for these fucking millennials, someone spelled it wrong and went after Rachel Ray, the cook.
Oh, that's what I saw trending.
So Rachel Ray played this shit brilliantly, and on her Instagram,
that's amazing.
She gave a recipe for lemonade. Fucking brilliant. And now they're like, well, maybe it's Rita Ora. Tomorrow, it's going to be fucking Betty White.
You know, so is that why her album is called Lemonade?
I have no idea, because Danny DeKane came out with a song called Lemonade like last year, and it was amazing.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when you say lemonade.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's not Beyonce.
Lemonade. And I didn't understand it. And
I still don't get it.
Wendy Williams actually called out Beyonce today on her show, which Wendy is amazing, because she feels that What she did for that hour special was disrespectful to Prince's passing.
Why?
Because everyone, it took away from the views of what Prince was doing. Like, what Prince had done. All that stuff. And Beyonce just making it all about her and being cheated on, that she forgives her husband for cheating on her.
So was it even, is it even public, is it even knowledge that he did? Or is it just still speculation?
It's all speculation. No one, well, she pretty much said it in her.
So basically she's airing out her dirty laundry when no one even knew.
Right.
Well fucking played, stupid ass.
Yeah.
Like, why, if no one knows and that flew under the radar, why do you need to call out your husband on doing that? That's stupid.
Because she's the bigger person for forgiving him for cheating on her.
Who gives a fuck? Nobody even knew that that even happened. So,
we all know. No. There was speculation because when Solange went apeshit.
But speculation is speculation. Unless someone's coming out and saying it, then why would you now you look like an asshole because now you put it out there like that.
No one would ever think Beyonce is the asshole, because you know what, they would take her side over Jay-Z any day of the week.
No, she's more, she just put it out there. When I'm pretty, she's celebrities are very hard to put things under the radar, and now you just made yourself very prominent. Does she need media coverage that bad?
I'm pretty confident that she is more powerful than Jay-Z in any shape or form.
I don't know. Jay-Z is pretty
This is
powerful.
Why I don't get it. I want old Beyonce back. But even then, you know, it's one of those things.
So Coachella. Oh my God. So last time we hung out with, actually it's so funny. Last time we was a cookout with Joey's and James was there, and James just wants to do this, like, you know, in his life, just this, like, huge music festival. And it's, like, Coachella is, like, obviously...
He wants to go to Burning Man.
But Coachella, too. Coachella, that's what I want to do. We need to do this. It's on our bucket list.
Absolutely not.
Wait, why?
Because I know tons of burners, and I'm not equipped. I am not mentally...
For Coachella?
I mean, I could do Coachella, but the thing is, Coachella used to be this music festival where people would go out to the desert and listen to, like, amazing music. Now, it's for all the celebrities. It's the celebrity playland. It's just like Glastonbury and stuff like that. It's no focus on the music anymore. It's focus on who's there, who's VIP party.
And obviously what they're wearing. Because
God. Chokers are back, ladies.
1993, chokers are back.
I'm talking also those tattoo chokers. Like those little, like, they were like those little flexible wire plastic ones are back. As not the ones that we used to rock with the big old heart dangling off of there, but like still on your throat. Taylor Swift, she wore one.
T-Swift!
So, we all doomed, ladies! Our 1990s outfits, Adina fucking Howard with the fucking heart on her shirt, is coming back, people! It's coming back! I am terrified because some of my outfits were atrocious.
So, what? Yeah, I don't...
Thanks, Coachella. Thanks.
I mean, as their fashion statements at Coachella every year, or no?
For the most part, yes. This year, it's all about the lace and the bralettes and the chokers and the overalls.
And how long does Coachella go for?
It's 2 weekends. It's 2 weekends long.
Two weekends.
No, it's 2 weekends. And it's in Palm Desert, in California. And Guns N' Roses closed the first weekend. I don't think anyone really cared for the second weekend of Coachella because I didn't hear anything else about it.
Except for the chokers.
No, the chokers were from the first weekend.
First weekend.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's where Taylor Swift also revealed her new platinum blonde haircut, where she was unrecognizable.
So let's talk about celebrities. So Jennifer Aniston once again made Most Beautiful People in 2016.
I don't get it.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston is absolutely beautiful.
Right, but she's not relevant right now. She's got nothing going on.
It doesn't matter. Why does someone have to be relevant to be most beautiful?
Because I feel like there are other women that could be on that list or could be number one.
Who?
I feel like Ashley Graham. Ashley Graham probably.
Yes.
An innovator for 2016.
But right now, she's on the Sports Illustrated hype.
Doesn't matter.
So maybe she might be 2017. Because,
Aniston has been the most beautiful woman a few times already.
Because she's timeless.
Is she, though? She got a nose job back in the day. Is she? She had work done.
Okay, go ahead. Besides Ashley Graham, who hasn't had work?
Rihanna. Done? Rihanna is a banging, okay? As much as I hate her fucking song... Rihanna.
Oh, the most recent one?
The work, work. Oh, no.
Kiss It, Make It Better. Work. With Drake. I don't like that one.
Have you heard Kiss It, Make It Better?
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
Girl's on fire.
This girl is on fire. Speaking of that.
Alicia Keys. Did you know Prince wrote a song for Alicia Keys?
Which one?
How Come You Don't Call Anymore?
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Round and Round by Tevin Campbell.
That was
Prince.
Shut up.
Wrong, not Prince.
Look at you.
Right?
Just rattling off the Prince shit right there. It's real.
Just saying. Useless knowledge.
So I understand, like, you think that most beautiful people should be one and done. Like, you can't be most beautiful four times.
Not necessarily, but I feel like you have to be doing something. Like, I feel like even people that do charity work, like Ellen. Ellen should be on there for all the charity work she does. You know.
Ellen, yes. Ellen, it, not for nothing.
Like, what, Ellen what is the definition of beautiful? Like, just being pretty is not something that I consider beautiful.
Right.
I feel like your messages, you're inspiring people, this, that, one, should be
beautiful.
Well,
it's the same thing. Like, when you're attracted to somebody, it's because you're attracted to their whole being. You're attracted to...
Are we, though? Are we in this day and age?
Yes. Well, I am. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I look from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Obviously.
There's a double standard here.
The outside has a little bit to do with it. You have to, I mean, it's human nature to be able to look at someone and
be like, I want you.
And have a physical attraction.
Right.
Obviously. You need that. But it might be, you know, someone that you've known, you know, in your life, and you could look at them and go, they're all right. And then when you get to know them, you get to know their personality, and then
you like that more than you.
Yeah, you know, that's what we call butterfaces. You know? I know some butterfaces in my day. I'm just saying. Not everyone has the face that I do. Have you seen this face? As long as I always say,
yeah, it's on the big picture on every time you post Alicia Unleashed podcast.
As long as you have a face.
Where are you going with this?
You gotta have a face. That's all I'm gonna say.
You gotta have a face. And with no face, you cannot come in Alicia House. You can't.
You can work on your body all you want, and that's great. But you gotta have a face. Because you can't change your face.
You could close your eyes. You can close them real hard. You're like, oh, I feel it, power.
So you just said double standards.
Yeah. So it is a double standard because I'm thinking about the sexiest man alive. You know, I'm not even sure who it is this year. Oh, it's David Beckham. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah, but Chris Hemsworth from last year. Okay. You know, they're hot. Intelligence-wise, I don't know. But that doesn't matter because, you know, have you seen their bodies? Have you seen their faces? They got some faces, okay?
So what's the double? I was talking about it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. My double standard. So
yeah.
I think it can go both ways. It's always okay for me to do something, but when it happens to someone else, I'm like, stop.
It's not okay.
I don't want to know. It's not okay. But then I'm on the other side. I'm like, I can do that.
But why is that okay, though? Why is it okay for you to do it, but not someone else?
I don't know. What? I don't know.
Is it a competition?
Maybe
is it a jealousy thing?
Maybe I should talk about this part in therapy.
I'm surprised you haven't talked. Well, I mean, I know it probably just came up, but like, you know, now that we're talking about it, you know, I feel like that's the same thing. Like when someone ghosts me.
What are society's biggest
standards? So when someone ghosts me, I'm like, that's not okay. But I ghosted someone. And they keep texting me back. Because apparently when my phone went MIA, because it's unconfirmed where it went,
in the toilet.
That is not a true statement. For insurance purposes, that is not a true statement. Apparently, I had this phone number put on a list that, you know.
What, the block list?
No. No. Just a list that I wouldn't necessarily see or respond back to. It's kind of like the don't text them drunk night kind of text messaging stuff. And all of a sudden, he texted back, and I'm like, it's been 4 months of silence from me. Why are you insisting, why haven't you gotten the picture that 4 months of silence? I'm doing stuff. I'm busy. Like, I'm doing things and people and
things.
It's like.
So how'd that end up?
He texted me yesterday, and I haven't texted him back.
Okay.
I'm busy.
I'm busy. I'm very busy.
I got cookies. I'm a very busy person. I've been working out all day. Man, yes. I worked out 4 times a day. Four.
You did?
I did. I woke up early, walked my dog for a big old walk. Then I went and exercised. And then I went and worked at my warehouse where I lifted boxes and fucking cracked up listening to the homie cast. Good Lord. Hello.
That was a whole workout in itself.
And that, right? Just trying to get that word out. Then I went to the gym at my lunch, and then I came home and power walked my dog.
Look at you.
Fucking
all at it.
I got 25 days to get my shit
all at it.
Right.
Like, all at it. Question. Are you a picky eater?
Yes and no.
Okay. So, like, what do you mean yes and no?
Okay. So, if you were to hand me a dish, like, say, a traditional dish of Vietnamese soup... You're like, this is my most amazing Vietnamese soup.
Here's some pho.
Like, all right, this don't taste like the pho I used to eat.
Oh, pho you.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, pho.
And I get it. Until I try it, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
Like Mexican food, I'm very particular about my Mexican food. Because I have lived in some places where I get some authentic shit.
If someone told you that they wanted to cook for you and they were Irish, what would you do?
Like, all right, bring on the steak and potatoes.
God, Irish can't cook, man.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, are you Irish? Sorry.
Are you fucking... Are you kidding me right now? Do you see my face? I got a face. You fucking kidding me right now?
Okay.
Shepherd's pie, okay?
Well, I make a mean shepherd's pie.
Yeah, where'd you get that from? The fucking Irish is where you got that from. I'm fucking warm now. Why is it hot in here? Oh my god. Channel Prince, just calm.
Channel Prince.
Just calm myself. Why do you say that Irish people can't cook?
No, they don't.
How many Irish people do you know that, like...
That can? I don't know any Irish people that can.
How many do you know that can't?
All of them.
How many Irish people do you fucking know?
I do.
Yeah, oh, really? Besides me that you just found out I was Irish?
All of my Irish friends.
All your Irish friends! Everyone I know that you hang out with is pretty much Italian.
No, my Irish friends fly under the radar. Or they're married to an Italian. Or they're with an Italian. All my Irish friends.
Well, why are you going to bring race into it?
It's not about race.
Why are you bringing nationalities into
it? Not for nothing.
They
agree that the Irish can't cook.
Who? Who agrees?
The Irishmen.
The Irishmen. You know what the Irishmen fucking do? The Irishmen just fucking drink is what they do.
And the Irish.
Have you met an Irish woman? You're meeting one right now. So warm in here.
I mean, they can't. They try.
Have you had their food?
Yeah. God willing, they
when?
Try.
When was the last time you had the food?
I ain't calling out my Irish friends. They all know.
You're calling them out right now?
All my Irish friends know who a better cook is. And it's usually me. So I'm just saying.
Because you are a fucking picky eater, and you're biased because you love your food.
I make good food. I do.
You do. You make amazing food.
Okay, then.
But Irish people make amazing food, too. I know some Italians that fucking suck at cooking, okay?
Really?
Oh, my God. Fucking spaghetti sauce with fucking sugar in it. Fucking bleh. Rather than have some fucking Crest toothpaste for dinner. It's fucking nasty.
I don't know. I mean,
trust me, I'm eating Italian food in this town too. I'm like, how did you cook that?
So
like,
then, how does mine measure
up? Does St. Peter know that you cook this shit?
Do you like my Italian food?
I love your Italian food.
Okay then,
and I love your tostones.
Oh, see, I am multicultural, people.
Right, but why can't you give someone a chance? Why are you just gonna immediately, because you Irish, I ain't eating your food?
No,
because
Irish can't cook. They just can't. I'm sorry, they just can't. I mean, they can try.
You know what?
I'm just scared to try Irish. You know, like,
wait a minute, it's not like us Irish people are gonna give you Irish fucking cuisine like fucking haggis and shit. Which haggis is Scottish, by the way.
Seasoning.
You know what? That's because you haven't been at my house. I'll fucking make seasoning like no, but fuck okay. Yeah, I'm making you eggplant rotolini.
Oh,
look at me.
Eggplant rotini, you mean?
No, it's rotolini.
What the hell's rotolini?
Don't you worry about it.
I love eggplant. Mm-hmm. I make an awesome eggplant rotini, which nobody in this friggin' town does anymore. So anyway, when do you get to tell someone they're being a moron? You gonna say right now?
Yes! I was gonna say, that is a question I struggle with, but you just like laid it there on that plate.
You're like, right now, I'm telling you, Alicia, you're being a moron. That's what I'm saying.
I just have, they're not even my friends. They're just people I know, like people's children and people's like neighbors that are just fucking idiots. It's like, when are you gonna
children are a reflection of their parents. So if the children are morons, the parents gotta be.
No. I've met the parent, and the parent, I'm like, where did this fucking devil spawn come from? Because that is, was that the milkman's kid?
Like, is there no discipline there?
I don't fucking know, but like,
it's usually discipline. It's usually lack of discipline when that happens.
I don't know, but all I can say is that, like,
not my children, is it?
No. No, I'm not. When I mean children, I mean like these are grown ass adults at this point.
Oh, okay.
They are grown ass adults.
Like children.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
And I'm just like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, that's every time I hear a story about this person, I'm like, they're a fucking idiot. Like, that's all I can say because.
Usually I don't talk to people like that. Usually I let them just build their own bed and lie in it.
You know, that's the thing is, like, when someone says certain things, though, like, I've had some conversations recently, or I've overheard conversations in my face vicinity, and I've actually had to walk away because I don't want to get into my personal feelings about the topic, but some people have said some stuff, and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm walking away. And I won't tell them they're fucking
ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. And when people don't realize what they're saying or how they're saying it, I mean, and some people really feel that way.
Which, you know, I get you're allowed to have your opinion, but you should also be mindful of ears and people around you because you don't know what they've gone through in their life.
Right.
So you don't know what their story is.
So does this turn into, do you spring clean on your Facebook? Like, how do you determine if they stay or if they go? Is that determined on if they say moronic things?
Yes and no. For me, when I spring clean, it's like, have I seen any of their statuses lately? Do I care? Have they responded to anything I've done or posted?
Do you know how many people I have blocked? Like, if I see them,
but
I just, like,
unfollow. Block them? Just get rid of them.
I know.
Just fucking clear them out.
Dude, I probably have no friends left.
No, like, there's people that I've hidden because they're posting fucking every hour. They're posting memes every hour. They're posting.
Oh, wait. Let's stop and talk about that shit right there.
Because.
Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
You don't post a meme every day?
I even post a meme that even is remotely close to my life or what I'm feeling, because Joey is all over it all the time.
You know, it's one of those things where there are memes that are like your current mood. They are something that's inspiring to you. And you, if you want to share that with the universe, because that's your way of expressing.
I'm putting it out there with the universe. And then people in my universe on social media have to shit all over my universe.
So tell them, be like, listen.
I did! Fuckers. The fuck?
Your face! Your face right now!
Like, my face is people can't even see my face.
The fuck?
So anyway, love you, Joey.
But I mean, like, going back to that block list, I mean, it's not necessarily, I don't have anyone blocked. All of my friends on Facebook, I know. These are not people I don't know. I know.
Exactly. I know. There's nobody I don't. People, like, everybody on my list, I either have had a real life conversation with, or I have met them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have 453 friends now because I just.
Stop.
I just got rid of.
I don't. I
had,
think I have two something, don't I?
I had 508 on Sunday.
Stop.
And now I have 453.
You're kidding.
No. Because. If I haven't seen a post from you and we haven't interacted, it's not that I don't care. It's just I'm busy. Like, there are certain people I care about because they're either 3,000 miles away or they're 20 miles away. Or they live across the driveway from me. So that's why I care.
Right.
You know?
You can't escape the
cops. I don't do it to stalk anybody. I don't do any of that. And there are people that I've chosen that I just don't need to see. I don't need to see their feeds. I don't, like, great, your kid ate a carrot. Whoa!
Yeah, I've done some spring cleaning lately. Yeah, I have, you know.
I think it's healthy. And I think it's also one of those tough things. It's like when, like, if you have a friend that you're just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm out. Like,
yeah.
If they just say constant, like, with the the political season that's happening, there are some people I'm like, yeah, I don't care for you, and I've removed them.
Yeah.
You know, and if I see them, you know,
I think I'm gonna have to start doing that with the Trump supporters.
There are people that say certain things, and I'm like, you're a fucking immigrant yourself. What the fuck are you talking about, you asshole? Like, there's certain things, and it's like,
it's like. You are this, and then you're talking against that.
Yeah, like, it's like, really? Oh, really? Hey, kettle, why don't you just call the pot black? Why don't you just do that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. It's like, all right, if I have to see you in family situations or, you know, whatever situations.
Social media doesn't end all be all. Like, it doesn't define your
not at all.
With people, and sometimes it's healthy to not be friends with people. So we are in almost May. May is next week.
How is that even possible? My niece turns 17 tomorrow. Holy shit.
Already?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's insane.
I'm so fucking old.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Sorry. So, final topic, because we are in an hour and 2 minutes.
Hey,
which is way over than what I want to be at.
The boys were at 123.
Because so. Joey doesn't give a fuck. He just keeps going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Energizer Bunny or some shit. All right, I'm going to totally bypass that. So, goals for summer.
Yes.
Because we're going to be in May. Summer
it's
is
cool
literally
for the summer.
Supposed to be. So what are your, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean goals for the summer? Like, is it like, you know, June, July, August? Is it things you want to do, places you want to go, things you want to see? Like, what is your, like,
yes.
What do you mean by goals by the summer?
Yes.
Goals for the summer.
All of it. Starting from now or when I get back from my vacation, I want to go to the beach more than once because I went to the beach once last year.
Okay.
I can help you with that. I want to go to hike. I want to go hiking.
Okay,
I'm gonna try
in the middle of 100 degree weather. Okay.
Nah.
Couldn't have done that right now. What? It's like, you know.
I mean, we 50 could.
50 degrees.
Fuck, what are you doing this weekend? Wait, what am I doing this weekend?
I got the children.
Oh, man.
Unless they want to go hiking with us. bring them on a long hike.
Yeah. But I wanted to go hiking. I want to just go somewhere. I just finally went to Kittery for the first time. Like a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. I wanna go to, like, Maine again. I wanna go to Old Orchard Beach or, like, go to those, like, seaport places that people talk about.
That look just like Gloucester? All right, we could do that.
Okay. Yeah, I wanna discover new places.
Okay.
I wanna try and get to Vermont at some point this year.
Burlington, Vermont's one of my favorite places.
That's what I heard. Everyone keeps saying Burlington.
You've never been to Burlington?
I've never been to Vermont.
Oh, interesting. We could do that.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right.
Burlington's awesome.
Yeah.
It's four hour drive. We have to stay over. I mean, you don't want to do that.
Oh, no,
day.
Yeah, no.
But downtown Burlington,
Yeah.
Totally so cool and chill.
Well, then,
it's one of my favorite places to go.
I want
to
try.
You would totally vibe right with Burlington, Vermont. You would be like, yes, you would love it.
It's one of those things when I lived out west, you know, I didn't just stay in that one amazing state. I went to multiple states.
You went north to south all the way.
I even went to Philadelphia when I lived out west.
That's
funny. I've never been to Philadelphia when I lived in the east. You know, I've got goals for next year. I want to go to, like, D.C. I want to start...
You've never been to D.C.?
Nope.
Get out, motherfucker.
I've never been to, like, North Carolina.
I've been to almost every state from Vermont to Florida.
I want to try and go to New Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans.
I heard.
I have no idea with who or what I'm doing, but I want to go.
My friends are like, you're coming for Halloween, and I'm like, do I want to go there? I mean,
it's gonna be nuts.
Yes, and that's the thing is like I watch a lot of what they call there's a TV show on A&E called Night Watch, and it's pretty much the paramedics, the police, and the fire department of New Orleans, and I'm like,
oh god,
I dare? Because once again, I have people issues and big crowds.
Oh, then
it
yeah,
frightens me, yeah. And it's not because of like if there's a fire, how do I escape? It's the mob mentality. Like, Fiesta freaks me out, too.
Yeah, no, I can't do... Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't really like big crowds. My goals? I don't know if I have goals for the summer.
Like, plans. What do you want to do this summer?
Well, I mean, I'm continuing my, you know, my workout regimen, which has been since March.
Aren't you running a race, too?
I don't know if I'm able to do it, because I'm working out, I'm running. Like right now, I can run like a quarter mile nonstop, which is amazing because I probably could not run 10 steps, you know? So now I'm making progress. I probably would have to start running more like every day. Could I? I don't know. Is it feasible? Like, again,
of course
like,
it is.
So
it's. Put your mind to it.
Yeah, and for me, I have to get that mental roadblock, no pun intended, like out of the way because running, I'm doing it because I hate it. So what's happening is that I want to do things I've always said I've hated, but I've never done. So I hate running. So therefore, I want to start to run. I want to run a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said I hate camping if it doesn't say Marriott on the outside. So I'm trying to force myself, okay, I ain't going to the extreme and doing like on the, you know, ground. I like a cabin camping I would do.
Small steps.
Small steps. Yeah. So like that's what my 2016 has been about. Been about small steps.
Right.
Into different directions. Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, my summer, I want it to be, you know, eventful. I want to do different things. I already know what my fall is looking like. Like, it's almost like I have a wedding that I'm in Georgia. I have a wedding to go to in Western Mass in the fall. And I want to go to New Orleans in October. So I have these plans the rest of my 2016. My 2016 this year has been different. It has been a little bit slow pace. I'm finding myself, finding my life, finding where I'm going. So
I don't think that's slow pace at all. That is a huge monumental like thing. Just that alone, you going to therapy and you discovering yourself.
That
is no small little like, oh, little tidbit. That is a huge, so many people don't do that. That's why I gave up when you asked me like, oh, so you're going to get back, go on Tinder? No, I'm not. Because I'm focusing on myself right now, and that's something that I haven't done in a very long time.
Right.
It's a huge thing. It's a huge step. And it's a scary step. And it's
a big
goal. So you're doing an amazing job with that.
Thanks. I'm trying, and, you know, I'm just taking life as it comes, and I try not to get too excited about, you know, fun things that are going on in my life, and I try not to get...
You should be excited about
it. I do. I get excited, but I try
don't
not to get
Don't wait for that ball
excited.
To drop. Don't wait for that...
That's what I do. I have a guard up.
Which is understandable. I do the same thing, but...
I always have... That's the thing. It's like, I have a guard up.
You
gotta
live like there's no tomorrow.
I have to live like I'm dying, and I understand that, but I definitely just have this little bit of a guard up. A little bit. I'll let the guard down, hopefully, at some point. You know, after, like, there's a certain amount of time, and there's the next step, and then you do this, and I don't know, but Right now, I'm just going with the flow, which is very different for me.
I love it.
I'm trying not to be impatient. I'm trying to go with the flow, and that's just it.
You're trying to have patience?
Yeah.
It's a great, great Guns N' Roses song, by the way. I'm not playing it tonight, so don't worry.
No, we are not playing it.
No, we're not.
Tonight. We're not.
Where are we at now? What time are we
at? We are at 1 hour, almost 10 minutes. We're ending it right now.
No, we're going to be an hour and 12 minutes when this fucking closer happens. I don't give a shit.
So this is, This is, we didn't even say this is number 24.
It is number 24.
I don't know any clever thing to say.
We don't need a clever thing. We had an amazing opener. We're having an amazing closer. We'll worry about that on 25, you know?
25 is going to be such a milestone.
Right? Wait until you get to 30. You're going to be a
fucking... Oh my God, that'd be so old!
We're going to be adulting. You better have more people here.
I'm just now adulting at 35. I don't want to adult at 30. Holy fuck. All right.
All right,
we are at an hour, 10 minutes, 20 seconds.
We're going for an hour and 12, people. Hour and 12.
All right. Good night, Gloucester.